Wow, isn't that good, eh? Let's give the band a clap. They earn it. Our bass player's already sitting down, but he does a great job. Right, I want all the children under the age of 99 to give me a wave. Yeah? You enjoying it so far? Is it good? Yes. I got news for you. It's going to get better. It really is. It's going to get better. Because this morning, Sam, our pastor, he's speaking, but he's got something up his sleeve. Sam.
Praise God. All the kids, you can come up. You can come to the front today. All the kids to the front. From time to time, I do movies. And tonight is today, or this afternoon, is a movie afternoon. How about that? So the film that I'm going to share from this morning is Forrest Gump. Yeah. Okay, a few of you have seen Forrest Gump. If you haven't seen Forrest Gump, get the video, get the DVD and have a look at it. So I'm just going to show little scenes from the film. It's not the whole film. I'll be sitting here for 2 hours. That's scenes from the film. And, you know, life is like a box of chocolates. Now, when you open a box of chocolates, you never know what's there unless you read the label. You know, you look at all those different types of chocolate there, but you never know what's there. You never know what you're going to get. And life is a bit like that. And so this chap called Forrest Gump, he's a lovely man. If you see him on the screen, you go, wow, he's such a nice man. And he focuses on the reality of life. He doesn't like the abstract stuff. He's a real man. And he has really good intentions. How many like a man like that? Someone has really good intentions. But you know something? He struggles through his childhood. And he has one really good friend. And his friend's name is Jenny. And his mama, he calls his mom Mama, sort of teaches him things in life like most parents do when they teach their children. And he lets Forrest Gump choose his destiny. And Forrest Gump, you know, he joins the army, the U.S. Army, and then he goes to serve in Vietnam. And while serving in Vietnam, he befriends two people there, one chap called Dan and the other one called Bubba, two great friends. And whilst doing all of that, he's a chap who is very keen to get on, and he's very keen to get by. And so he wins medals, he sets up table tennis events, and he wins in those. He sets up a famous shrimp harvesting farm, and so he does so many things, you know, that is exciting. But the one person that he never forgets is his childhood sweetheart, Jenny. And he's sad that she's kind of messed her life a bit. And although he realizes that in the end, that anyone can love someone. Anyone can love someone. You know, we use the word miracle so many times in many situations every day. We talk about the miracle of birth. Birth is a miracle. Suddenly seeing this little baby coming out, you go, wow, how could that ever happen like that? That's a miracle. The miracle of birth, the miracle of love. You know, sometimes when things happen that are amazing and you think, that couldn't have happened naturally. You think, wow, that's a miracle. And if you narrowly escape disaster, something, you know, that comes your way and you escape it, you think, wow, that was a miracle. And sometimes we even consider daily survival as a miracle. For some, that's a miracle too. And so we can have experienced miracles in so many ways. And have you noticed that sometimes miracles are difficult to understand? Because they happen suddenly. And Forrest Gump notices that as well. He finds it happens suddenly. And for Forrest, it started when he had some bullies, and you would see that in the first clip, who were bullying him because he was in braces. He had problems walking. And when the bullies started bullying him and started to chase Forrest, his friend, his one and only friend, Jenny, says, "Run, Forrest, run." And she says, "Run, Forrest, run." And as he runs, he sees a miracle. Let's watch that clip.
Now, my mom always told me that miracles happen every day. Some people don't think so, but they do.
Hey, dummy! Are you retarded or just plain stupid?
No, I'm Forrest Gump.
Just run away, Forrest.
Run, Forrest! Run away! Hurry!
Get the bikes!
Hurry up! Let's get it! Come on!
Look out, dummy! Here we come!
Let's get you!
If I told you
that I could run like the wind blows, from that day on, if I was going somewhere, I was running.
The question is, what if Forrest had refused to run? After all, his legs were in braces, weren't they? They were in braces. He was being bullied. He was being pursued by some bad friends. Who wants friends like that? No, nobody wants friends like that. You know, Forrest could have argued with his friend Jenny, and he could have told her, "I've never run. I'm in braces. I've never run before." But he didn't argue. He just obeyed. And Jenny said, his friend Jenny said, "Run, Forrest, run." And he simply obeyed by running the best he could. He followed Jenny's instructions. And then the reality of the situation suddenly came into being. The one act brought the miracle into his life. And that impacted him for the rest of his life. Imagine this. Imagine if the children of Israel had refused to cross the Red Sea. When they saw the waters all, you know, rise up in front of them, and here was a pathway. Imagine if they refused to walk. And here's the question: has the Spirit of God urged you to run? As a church, we have been focusing on a scripture from Hebrews chapter 12. And that talks about running the race that's marked out for us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Are we missing a miracle because we want to discuss how impossible our situation is? See, often we can get bogged down with our situation that we miss that miracle that God wants to do in our lives. Even if even if your feet are shackled and clumsy, God honors even the smallest step of faith. God honors it. Trust Him with your circumstances. The next scene you're going to watch is Forrest Gump is in Vietnam. His platoon comes under enemy fire, and he runs as fast as he can, just as his good friend Jenny told him. When he arrives to safety, you know, beyond the firing zone, he realizes that his best friend, Bubba, wasn't with him. He wasn't there. So what does he do? He runs back to find Bubba. Just putting his own life at risk. And when he runs back into the jungle to look for his friend, he finds his lieutenant, his senior commander on the battlefield, Dan, and he rescues him. There's so many times Forrest Gump had been speaking to his friend Bubba about their dreams and their plans and setting up businesses after they leave the army. And so we can see in this clip how friendship breaks through. How strong are our relationships? Are we willing to risk our lives for a friend? How do we value our friendships? We know we have a friend who is closer than a brother, and his name is Jesus. And we can trust him. He's a true friend. He will not desert us in our time of need. He will always be there for us. How many like a really good friend? Your best friend to be the one who is there to pick you up, to help you through life. You know what? Jesus calls us his friends. We know Jesus laid down his life for us. He paid that ultimate sacrifice on the cross of Calvary just for you and for me, because he wants to be our friend. He said, "You are no longer servants, but you are my friend." And in John's Gospel, chapter 15, Jesus said this, "This I command you, that you love one another." That's a command that God has given us. We love one another. Jesus wants our friendship to be the kind where we are willing to do whatever it takes to help our brother or our sister in need. Is Jesus your friend? Let's watch the next clip. Gotta find Bubba.
Bubba. Bubba was my best good friend. I had to make sure that he was okay. On my way back to find Bubba, well, that was this boy laying on the ground.
Tex. Okay.
I couldn't just let him lay there all alone and scared the way he was. So I grabbed him up and run him out of there. I went back looking for Bubba. Somebody else was saying, "Help me, Forrest, help me." I started to get scared that I might never find Bubba.
We got Charlie all over this area. I gotta have those fast movers in here now. Over.
Lieutenant Dan, Coleman's dead.
I know he's dead. My whole platoon is wiped out.
Copy this, Grant.
What are you doing? Get, leave me here. Get away. Just leave me here. Get out.
Strong arm. How
God. God, I said leave me here.
Then it felt like something just jumped up and bit me.
Hey, stop there! Stop me!
Ah!
get Bub.
I got an airstrike inbound right now. They're gonna nape the whole area. Gump, you stay here. That's an order.
I gotta find Bub.
I gotta find Baba. Isn't it great to have a friend like that who would rescue you in your time of trouble? Jesus does it. He can rescue you from whatever situation you're in. The next clip is called My Destiny. And in this scene, you'll see the lieutenant, the last guy he brought out of that blaze, forcefully questions Forrest Gump about his own destiny. After Forrest saved him from dying in that battlefield, Lieutenant Dan, he thought Forrest robbed him of his destiny. He was supposed to die with honor in the battlefield. He was going to be remembered as a hero who died on the battlefield. And now, after being rescued, he questions Forrest Gump and he says, "What am I going to do? What am I supposed to do?" Because he's got no legs. And he doesn't see his future. You know, sometimes when life doesn't turn out like we think or hope it would, it could, it can lead to bitterness. It can lead to resentment. It can lead to anger. It can cause us to feel like the lieutenant felt cheated out of our own destiny. And often we may even give up our future because of what's happened in the past. Going down an unfamiliar road is not easy. It's scary. How many know that? Trying something new is scary. We may even give up on our future. Lieutenant Dan, he was angry. But he was also afraid of facing his uncertain future. He was more afraid of living without legs than dying in the war. That wasn't part of his plan. And sometimes we can be so afraid of facing our uncertainty that we can give up on what God has for us. Let's watch this clip.
You listen to me. We all have a destiny. Nothing just happens. It's all part of a plan. I should have died out there with my men. But now, I'm nothing but a cripple, a legless freak. Look, look, look at me. You see that? Do you know what it's like not to be able to use your legs?
Well, yes, sir, I do.
Did you hear what I said? You cheated me. I had a destiny. I was supposed to die in the field with honor. That was my destiny, and you cheated me out of it. Do you understand what I'm saying, Gump? This wasn't supposed to happen. Not to me. I had a destiny. I was Lieutenant Dan Taylor.
You're still Lieutenant Dan.
Look at me. What am I gonna do now? What am I gonna do now?
What am I going to do now? When we believe when we do believe, God wants us to do, We need to leave the results and the outcome to Him. We can't dictate the results and the outcome to God. We need to leave it with Him because He knows the best. He knows our future now. We don't know our future, but we are in the now. But God knows our future. And you know what? We can be rest assured that if God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody can be against you when God is for you. The next clip is called Found Jesus. Now we know that this Lieutenant Dan, he is angry. He is bitter. He's not happy. He's lost his legs. And there were some good people in the War Veterans Union. They wanted to help him find Jesus. And somehow, to Lieutenant Dan, Jesus seemed clueless. He didn't have a clue about Jesus. Didn't know who he was. The veterans who were teaching him, they were more concerned about not his physical walk, but his walk in glory. They were talking about, well, you'll do well in heaven, you know. So relax, but he wasn't interested in heaven. He wanted to walk here on earth. And although they were trying to give him hope, those evangelists only accomplished to further embitter him to his circumstances. And his answer to his problem was, can you guess? Alcohol. He used to drown himself with alcohol. And he thought he could drown his sorrows with alcohol. Let's watch the next clip.
Jesus this, and Jesus that. Have I found Jesus?
They even had a priest come and talk to me. He said, God is listening, but I have to help myself. Now, if I accept Jesus into my heart, I'll get to walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Did you hear what I said? Walk beside him in the kingdom of heaven. Well, kiss my crip. God is listening. What a crook.
I'm going to heaven, Lieutenant Dane.
Oh? Well, before you go, why don't you get down to the corner and get us another bottle of Ripple?
Yes, sir.
You see how amazing Forrest Gump is. He knows where he's going. You can see the simplicity of his heart. He's genuine. He's a genuine guy. Imagine this, if we base God's love for us just on our circumstances, wouldn't that be dreadful? If we ever had difficulties, would that mean God doesn't exist just because we have difficulties or God doesn't care? No, He does care for us. He does love us very much. And often we wonder, why does God take us through situations in life? Life always throws us challenges, doesn't it? Life always does that to us. But we can either face it alone, or we can face life's challenges with someone we know who can take us through life and bring us on the other side and give us a life of hope, a life of victory whilst we are walking here on this earth. It's not about heaven. It's about the now. We can have that walk with Jesus in the now, right now. John 3:16 tells us this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever... That means whoever. That means whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That was the purpose for which Jesus came. The next clip is called Pray for Shrimp or Prawns. Pray for Shrimp. And Forrest Gump, he recalls the time he and his lieutenant, Dan, encountered a fierce storm whilst they were fishing out in the sea. There was a hurricane, and it destroyed most of the landscape. And Dan, Lieutenant Dan, he challenges God for a showdown. And he says, God, if you are real, you know, you better do something now. Are you real? Why are we in this storm? And he says, where is the God? Where is the God of yours? Where is this God of yours? He asked Forrest after another disappointing day of shrimping. And that's a legitimate question to ask, isn't it? Where is God in all of this? Why am I going through this trial, this difficulty? I need better than this. Where is God in this? It's a question that we ask. Our question may come from a single disappointment or from multiple disappointments. It can come from a hurt or from a confusion. For Lieutenant Dan, it was both. He was confused. He was hurt. He was searching. He didn't want to live. He wanted to die a hero. Let's watch this scene now, praying for shrimp.
This God of yours.
It's funny Lieutenant Dan said that, because right then, God showed up.
Yesterday, destroying nearly everything in its path. And as in other towns up and down the coast, BioLabatry's entire shrimping industry has fallen victim to Carmen and has been left in utter ruin. Speaking with local officials, this reporter has learned, in fact, only one shrimping boat actually survived the storm.
Louise, there's Forrest.
After that, shrimping was easy. Since people still needed them shrimps for shrimp cocktails and barbecues and all,
we were the only boat left standing. Bubba got shrimps what they got. We got a whole bunch of boats, 12 Jennies, big old warehouse. We even have hats that say Bubba Gump on them. Bubba Gump shrimp. It's a household name.
Oh, amazing, isn't it? You can see how God shows up in our worst circumstances when we simply put our trust in Him. Our God understands our situation. He knows what we are going through. And it is only He is able to meet our needs. Nobody else can. We might try, but only God can meet us where we are at. And so the last scene is coming up soon. It's called Mama's Death. And talks about, what's your destiny? In this scene, we see Forrest, he runs home. He receives the news. His mama is ill. She's dying. She's got cancer. She's dying. And we all know that one day we all will die. Someday, somehow, through natural causes, through other causes, we all will face that day one day. Forrest comes running and he sees his mama. And his mama talks about his destiny. And she says, life is like a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get. Most of us wonder about our destiny. Say, okay, well, Lord, what is my destiny? Why am I here? Do I have purpose in life? Is there a reason for me being here? We might ask the questions ourselves. What's my purpose in life? Why am I here? Is it just to satisfy myself? Is it just to, you know, to eat, live, do a job, live, and then one day just die? Or is there more to life? But with all of the uncertainty in life, we are assured of one thing. One day, our earthly life will end. And then we can look back and we can know what we did in this life. And people will only remember us for the things that we have achieved and done for our fellow human beings. We all have a measure of ability. We all have a measure of faith. And if we invest that faith in the kingdom of God, we can see the kingdom bearing fruit. We can see our lives bearing fruit when we plant it in good soil. Let's not waste what God has given us, but let's utilize every gift. All of us sitting here, God's given us gifts. He's given us talents. And sometimes we might argue with God and say, God, you know, but I don't know how to use it. I don't know what to do with it. But all God is saying is just give that gift to me. Just do something that you never did before. Try me, says God. Taste and see that I'm good. And sometimes the question of us having to try God and taste God and see that He's good. Because if we just keep sitting on the other side of the fence, we'll never know what's beyond that fence. And sometimes we got to, by faith, say, right, I'm going to get involved. I'm taking the next step. I want purpose in life. I want meaning in life. And God, I'm going to try you. I'm going to put you to the test and see what God can do. Because all He's waiting for is an opportunity to touch our lives. Being a parent is a great thing, isn't it? We are responsible for bringing up our children, the next generation. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we know that our primary job as a parent is to bring up a child in the way they should go. And in the end, they will not depart from it. In our hearts, we want to do the best for our children, don't we? That's in every parent's heart. But even with our best intentions, just like Forrest Gump's mama, we often can fall short of that perfection that people are looking for. God is not looking for perfection. He sees us the way we are. In our imperfection, Jesus came. In our imperfection, Jesus died. In our imperfection, Jesus loved us. It's all those random acts of kindness. The choices that we make determine what our future. All the times that we have forgiven somebody, we have loved somebody, gone the second mile, all that, all those efforts we do to bless people, they bring God's goodness, God's light, God's life into a situation. It makes life worth living when we are a blessing to people. We may ponder over the milestones, over the events in our lives, and you find out it's the little things in life that go a long way. How many have found that? It's the little things. It's not the big steps that you need. It's the little things. It might be just smiling at somebody. It might be just giving an encouraging word to someone. Or telling someone, you look good. God loves you. Jesus loves you. And that person might be waiting for that one sentence that can change that person's life. Let's watch the last scene. Mama's death. What's our destiny?
All they ever talk about. Jesus this.
Not this, the
Jesus
next one.
Jesus that.
Yeah. Let's see, he's a good runner now.
Where's Mama?
She's upstairs.
Hi, Forrest.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
We sure got you straightened out, didn't we, boy?
What's the matter, Mama?
I'm dying, Forrest.
Come on in, sit down over here.
Why are you dying, Mama?
It's my time. It's just my time. Oh, now, don't you be afraid, sweetheart. Death is just a part of life. Something we're all destined to do. I didn't know it, but I was destined to be your mama. I did the best I could.
You did good, Mama.
Well, I happen to believe you make your own destiny. You have to do the best with what God gave you.
What's my destiny, Mom?
You're gonna have to figure that out for yourself. Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're gonna get.
Mama always had a way of explaining things so I could understand them.
I will miss you, Forrest.
She had got the cancer and died on a Tuesday.
Life is a box of chocolates. You never know what you get. God has given us gifts. He's given us talents and abilities. Our duty is to do our best with what God has given us. It's not to look at our neighbor's gifts and our neighbor's talents or our neighbor's abilities. Often we compare ourselves to somebody else because society has somehow groomed us in that way. That we compare with somebody else. God says, no, I made you unique. You are who you are. You are my creation. I put special gifts and talents and abilities. That's only for you. And that's something that you and I have to discover. And we can do that in God. So my encouragement to you is don't compare yourself to someone else. Look to God and say, God, what's the gift? What's the ability you put in me? And help me to utilize that gift and that ability to bless you, to bless others. And so long as we carry that in our hearts and we know for the purpose of which God has put us here on earth and we are fulfilling the purpose and the plan of God, our lives are going to be fruitful. Our lives are going to be worth living. Why? Because Jesus is living. He is with us. And today, if you do not know this Jesus, you can get to know him. He is such a dear friend. And all he wants us to do is say, Jesus, I recognize that I'm going my own way. I'm going my own way. I'm doing my own thing. But Jesus, I realize you have more for me. See, sometimes we get caught up and think, this is all life has to offer me. God has more. God has more, much more for us. And when we find ourselves in Jesus, and when we give our hearts to him and our lives to him, we say, Jesus, I cannot navigate this road on my own because I don't know tomorrow. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Today I don't know it, but Jesus knows it. And when we allow him to navigate our lives, he can take us through every situation because we are not alone. So my encouragement to you today is that if you do not know this Jesus and you want to know him, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I acknowledge you in my life. That's it. It's a simple prayer. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Change my life. You died for my sin. You forgive me. And God, I ask you, forgive me now. I want to be your child. Come into my life. And you know what? The moment you articulate those words to Jesus, the Bible tells us that he comes and he lives with us. He lives in us. And you know, you will feel a change in your heart and in your life. And you'll have a confidence in you that if God is for me, who can be against me? I'm going to close right there. But I want to keep this time open for anyone who wants prayer. You want to put things right before God. You can do that today before you go out from here. And you can make things right with Jesus. We're going to sing a song together. And soon after the song, I'm going to close the service in prayer. And after that, I'm going to open this time up for anyone who wants prayer. Whatever situation you're facing, we'll be very happy to pray with you. And after that, we can go to the hall at the back and enjoy the surprise that's awaiting us in the hall at the back. So let's all stand together. And let's sing a song. Let's sing.
From every nation and tongue, from generation to generation.